coming. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. Most of you were yelled at by me out on the streets, so I'm sorry for accosting you with my whiteness. I apologize. I know it's overwhelming. So thank you guys for coming. We're going to start this show. Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called Stab. Stab.
Oh my God. Welcome to Stab. Yes. Holy shit. Stop it. Just stop. Thank you for being here. Let's welcome everyone to the stage that's on this show. I don't even remember who. Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones is coming. Yes, Jesse Jones. Kasim Bentley, where's he at? And last but not least, Aviva Siegel. There she is. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. I'm trying to find our script. There we go. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it. I really do. We could get some lights on them. That's okay. I mean, that's totally...
Yeah, this is good.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. There we are. I told you we would have people on here. This is good. Welcome, Stab, Kasim Bentley. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
You owe me.
I do. You will not be paid. I apologize. I mean, we'll see.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, you just leave the day of. That would be good. That's right. Thank you, sir. Yes, we have a guy in the back.
Oh, that's gonna, they let you in?
It's gonna. That's perfect. Neither do we. Thank you for being that guy. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's great. It's great that you're here. Let's hear it for that guy.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for that guy. Let's not hear from that guy. I'm kidding. Give him a hug. No, it's great. We'll give you a chance to talk a little bit later. Really quick, we're gonna talk to Kasim Bentley.
Here, hey.
Kasim. You're a regional treasure of sorts here in the San Francisco Bay.
I've been here too long.
No. I'm from Sacramento, so I feel it's worse. it's worse.
Yeah, but
it is worse.
You have three clubs out there.
We do. That's so, sort of halfway. Well, Kasim Bentley.
You have a kid, though.
I have three kids.
Yeah, oh,
one for each club.
There's no condoms in fucking Sacramento.
No, we're out. There's a drought, a condom drought in Sacramento. So I apologize. I don't know if you guys knew this about Kasim Bentley. He is heir to the Maserati fortune, which is weird. So I didn't know if you knew that.
That's really real.
That is real.
Any of you ladies here, I'm fucking. Balling right now. Maserati. I wake up like Scrooge McFucking Duck, man. You know what I mean?
Is it good? Okay. Well, Kasim, do you have a Twitter you'd like to
nope.
push? Do you have a Facebook?
When you own a Maserati company, you don't need fucking social media.
Very good. That's
just
very
put
good.
In black guy Maserati. And that's what pops up.
Awesome.
My hairy mug.
All right, Kasim.
I'm
thank
rich.
You. Thank you for being here. As if you couldn't tell by the coat. All right, there we go. You were rich. All right, that was weird. Let's talk to Aviva.
I'll buy you.
it's not that expensive.
Yeah, no.
Aviva Siegel.
Yeah.
Hello, how are
Hi.
You? Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Aviva is, I don't know if you guys knew this about Aviva. She is, she's actually an heir to the Alka-Seltzer fortune, which is...
That's true.
Which is
no
cool, the Siegel last name.
Yeah. I would rather be an heir to the Maserati fortune than the Alka-Seltzer, but that's fine.
I could buy you guys.
I think people need Alka-Seltzers more than they need Maseratis, I think. How many Alka-Seltzers would it take? Okay. Jesse Jones at the end there. Hello, Jesse Jones.
Hey.
He's on every show.
Oh,
yeah, let's hear for him.
Guys. No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't know me. I could be terrible.
He drove in.
And I will.
He drove in. He Jesse, I don't know if you knew this about him. He is here right now.
Yes.
So that's good. Let's play Stab. We're gonna play Stab. We have a little sound effects. And here we go. Let's play Stab.
Huh? Pretty impressive, right?
Kasim Bentley, this first segment. It's called This Was Today Once. On this date, 1977, Filipino rapper Glock 9 of the group Death Threat was born.
Maserati owner.
Kasim Bentley, Maserati owner. Filipino rapper Glock 9, GLOC-9, for those keeping score. You know what else happened on this date? 1648, Boston Shoemakers formed the first American labor organization. How did you honor these two events today and combined?
Well, the way, well, you know, I understand because you guys understand Glock 9 is a really big artist in the Philippines and in Daly City and Union City and parts of San Jose. Understanding that he's a major figure in the Filipino community, and that for the other holiday that dealt with shoes, I just decided that the best way to celebrate this is to, because I own the Maserati company and we have a lot of ties to the other, we own other companies, you know, understanding, you know, like Perrier and, you know, different, you know, like, that's what we call it, all right? And understanding, and black hair companies and gum. We own all the gum. And I understand that just for today, we made sure that all Filipinos get 50% of all Foot Lockers. Now you should clap it up, because if you go to right now, if you go to Westfield Mall, there are a bunch of brown Asian people walking out with Air Maxes, dancing their way home to Daly City. And I was saying, now they're only sold all around the United States except for Boston.
Oh, where?
Yeah, or anywhere that Scorsese has filmed a movie yet, because those people are racially intolerant, right? And I don't want any murders on my hands, because I want to keep my Maserati money going pretty well. So there you go, people.
Well, thank you, Kasim. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, you should thank
me. Yeah, thank you.
And if you're Filipino here, thank me outside.
You just.
Or if you're black, it's close enough. You know what I mean?
If you're white, do not thank him. Do not thank him.
Unless you own a Maserati.
Unless you own, yeah. Aviva.
Mm-hmm.
Great name.
Thank you.
Congrats. Today is Necktie Day in Croatia. Don't know if you knew that. You know what else? On this date, 2004, Veerpan, an Indian murderer, died. Full circle. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
As you know, John, Veerpan had 184 victims. Murdered a lot of people. So I will be wearing a necktie for each of those victims.
<That's>...
It's a big strain. And also, I found out that he strangled one of his daughters to death because it was his third successive girl, and he did not want that. So I will be wearing one of those neckties a little tighter in her honor.
Wonderful. Very good. Aviva. Thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate it. Yes, Aviva Siegel. You clap for her. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1876, United States takes possession of Alaska after purchasing it from Russia for 7.2 mils. Celebrated annually in the state as Alaska Day. Also on this very date, 1898, the United States takes possession of Puerto Rico from Spain. Very same date.
Yeah.
Also, 1926, Chuck Berry, American singer, songwriter, guitarist, was born. How about these things in regards to celebration?
Just wanted to start out feeling like a complete jackass because I'm the only one reading. These two are much more professional than I've committed at least some of it to memory. I don't.
That's all right. Way to point that out. That's fine.
Yeah, well, it was going to be weird. You were all thinking it. Or you were going to be, as I'm holding it up here because it's so goddamn dark. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I've got good eyes. Okay. So that just killed all the momentum of your lead-in.
Right.
Oh, America. There really is nothing we can't take possession of. Louisiana, Alaska, Puerto Rico, hell. This God's United States of America even took possession of Chuck Berry for 120 days for tax evasion. We have a grand tradition of deciding that something that is someone else's should now belong to us and making it so. Hell, this country was founded on that very principle. Fun fact, John, the word America is actually an old Celtic term dating back 1,000 years in which most directly translated means dibs. And so it's with this fine heritage in mind that I celebrated this day of repossessioning by availing myself of goods and services at prices that I deemed fair. It's really remarkable what you can get away with paying for when you do it with the confidence of a lunatic. For example, I drove to tonight's show from Sacramento in a brand new 2016 Nissan Sentra. Sorry, I didn't know you had a dealership up there.
That's right.
Which I paid for using a jar full of buttons. Told the dealer that by all rights, the car was mine already, as ordained by an invisible man who I call Dad. And that my gift of random handfuls of Joanne's Fabric brand buttons was a token of me and my Sky Father's appreciation for not making me take the car by force. For lunch, I went to Pier 39 and dined on heaping baskets full of fried seafood for the low, low price of a bottle cap filled with rainwater.
It's reasonable.
Yeah. Then puttered around the city in one of those adorable go-cars for a crayon drawing of a caterpillar smiling at a flower. After the show, I'm going to make my way over to the Power Exchange and pay my entry fee entirely in beads and blankets. And probably a handjob.
This was Today Once. Yeah. This next segment is called Top 5 Google Searches of. This past week, Playboy magazine opted to get away from the nudity game. Please compose the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of titties. If titties could search Google, what would their top 5 Google searches be? Ew. Yeah.
Oh, what's that? I think that was mine.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. Is that for me or just me?
No, I think it'll go.
That's for everybody.
Oh, sorry. That's for everybody.
It's for everybody. So what we'll do.
Titties are for everyone.
Well, titties are for everybody.
Yeah. Also name of my band.
It's my improv group.
I meet some guys from Salesforce. We do it.
So we'll do one at a time. Top 5 Google searches up. Cycle through one at a time.
All right.
Yeah.
Top 5 searches. Number one, well, not in any order, but titties would search, how can we kill babies?
How can we kill babies? Oh, yeah.
It's going to get dark.
My titties would search.
Aviva, go ahead. Your first one.
One by one. First, let me see. What is outside like?
First, is there some sort of committee dedicated to this? Dedicated to the advancement of those among us deemed by society to be itty bitty?
Kasim Bentley, number two.
Next one would be, how can we stop women from putting money next to us?
That's a good one.
I look different when I'm cold. Is that normal?
might be a somewhat related search. My second one. Is it normal that my sister's bigger than me?
Interesting. Kasim.
Right, oh, I got you.
Going to the paper.
Oh, we all got
paper. Why do men need us?
Why can't I see anything?
How to convince someone that piercing isn't for them?
Can something else come out except milk?
Let's see, titties would Google. titties would Google.
Reestablish that premise. There we go.
pictures of man staring at screen.
Where is the line where motorboating becomes assault?
All right, bring it home. The fifth of five, guys.
Oh, just titties with Google image, a man holding a boulder.
Yeah.
Why can't everyone just leave me alone?
And how to cheer yourself up when you just feel like a big, gross sack of fat.
That was the top five Google searches of titties. This next segment, we're almost halfway through. With the first show, don't go anywhere. This next segment is called Reorganization. Take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym, in honor of your police force here, SFPD. SFPD. What does SFPD now stand for? Kasim Bentley.
San Francisco Puppy Dojo.
Okay.
And the whole point of that would be to empower and educate dogs on the martial arts so they can fight against larger dogs and scarier dogs in low-income neighborhoods.
I like looking at this little dog. So it's like, can we put that on?
And that would be the mascot.
Yeah, that is
the
mascot.
Dog.
Jesse, can you put him in the chair, please?
Can you put like a Karate Kid bandana around his head? Someone Photoshop that. Say,
is he made of gold?
Doggy son.
Oh.
Is that the RCA dog? Oh, shit.
RCA. What? Well, okay. Very good. Thank you, Kasim. That's a PD. Aviva. SFPD.
SFPD. I went with Sunflower P. Diddy. hold on. I think P. Diddy is going to make a comeback. And he's, you know how he goes through all these transformations
right.
as he does? I think he's going to blossom and emerge as a beautiful sunflower. I had other SFPDs, but...
Sure, let's hear them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
let's see. SFPD, there was a straightforward personality disorder. and that's when someone tells you, like, every single thing that's on their mind constantly, when really they should just keep it to themselves. And that also could be known as San Francisco personality disorder.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll just tell it like it is. Jesse Jones, SFPD.
Well, SFPD is a common shorthand for a sultry, playful act found in many contemporary romance novels. SFPD actually stands for she farted politely, discreetly. Often referred to in the romance novel community as the mother of SFPD, you can usually find the most sensually executed, tastefully erotic uses of SFPD in the stories of novelist H.F. Marlowe. For example, take this excerpt from what many deem her masterpiece, the steamy 2007 romance Writers of America Rita Award-winning novel, The Flames of Passion Cove. Magnum Solstice dismounted his motorcycle with a confidence that only a man so capable of completely filling leather pants like those could. Like a yoga mat crammed into a garbage bag. Magnum's ample masculinity guided him towards her. He removed his helmet, allowing his chestnut locks to cascade around his shoulders, lapping at his neck like so many lustful, yearning tongues slobbering at his shoulder shaft.
Shoulder shaft.
Magnum rounded the gazebo's ornate lattice trellis to find her there. Constance Gentlekind. Delicately ensconced in flowing white taffeta, like a loosely wrapped Christmas toy, waiting, begging to be pulled open and played with. He heaved her roughly from the fainting couch. His arm... his arm wrapped around the small of her back. The stubble on his sharp, chiseled jaw grazing her tender cheek like something really rough and manly against something really soft and feminine. Let's say a belt sander on a satin pillow. Only sex-like. Like representing sex somehow. What? You can only have so many metaphors.
Right.
They kissed as Magnum's tan, bulging biceps flexed, pressing Constance's gentle kind firmly into his flat, wriggling abdomen. Her breath escaped from both high and low. A gentle coo of ecstasy filling his ear. And a lusty wind behind her. She farted. Politely. Discreetly.
That was Reorganization. Very good. This next segment, called Department of Tourism. Congrats, everyone. You've just been hired as the new tourism director of the following towns. Please make us want to come, vacation, or live there. Kasim, Tech Bro-ovania.
Yeah. So imagine you turn on your laptop or your Roku, whatever, and you're sitting there and you're alone because you're a tech bro. Yeah, there's no need for partners when you're a tech bro. And you just see this commercial open up. It's a wide shot, right? But then it closes in on this one guy. He's bent over. He looks like a brine shrimp, you know what I mean? And it's like 90s style of, like, you know, infomercials. It's kind of, you see at 2 in the morning, and it's got the voice. So it's like, it's 6 o'clock. You've been coding all day. Or you were in a long meeting about synergy. Your breath smells like coffee. Your Gap polo is all sweaty. And it's quitting time for you and your 4 white friends and that Indian guy that you hang out with. Everybody wants to go out, but they're like, let's get tapas. Let's go see a movie. I got Coke. You know what I mean? But you want to go to a place that understand you. You sure, you could go to the movies, but there's poor people there. You could go to the Mission District, but there's poor Mexicans there, right? And then there's the, you know, you could go to the Tenderloin, but there's, well, you know who's there, right? So, let's go to a place where you can just be you. You can just code. You can you can Google anime, and you can look at Hollister products. Come to Tech Brovania. Open from 6 to 8:30, a reasonable hour. And coming attractions this week, Salesforce presents Anybody Famous. And then there's women, all types of women. They're mostly Asian, but but they're still women. So don't hang with poor people and eat sandwiches. Come to Tegra. Get fusion food. Have you ever had pad thai in a burrito in pad thai? No, not at Tegra-vania. Have you ever had Google glasses, but really good ones? Have you ever wanted to feel free and not like you're feeling like you're killing a city that was once thriving in that culture? Come to Tech Bro-vania. Poor people not invited. All right, guys.
Very good. Kasim Bentley.
Yeah.
Tech Bro-vania. Aviva.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
The name of your city, White Guiltington.
Oh, good old White Guiltington.
I want to hear this.
Okay. Just going to direct this at the audience. The great thing about White Guiltington is that... The great thing about White Guiltington is that none of the white people who live in White Guiltington are actually racist. They only just accuse other white people in different towns of being racist. And, you know, there's actually a big bulletin board at the city hall in White Guiltington, where we share articles about black oppression that make us feel a lot better about ourselves. Oh, Jesus Christ. My God. No, please. Oh, God. It's so fun living there in White Guiltington. I love being there so much. In White Guiltington, we all talk about race constantly. Even though only white people live in White Guiltington, just imagine it, a bunch of white people talking about race haphazardly, doing their best to have a conversation when they have no idea what they're really talking about. Surreal. Oh, God. Oh, there is one day a year in White Guiltington where we do invite a bunch of black people to the town All of right. White Guiltington. We open doors for them. We smile at them politely while we're walking down the street. It's a real, it's a beautiful paradise, and I hope that you all should, Kasim, please come there. I think you'd love it there. I hope we can hang out, and that'd be really cool.
Very good. If you White Guiltington. Very good. Jesse Jones, the town you've been given is the Republic of Chia. The Republic of Chia.
Yeah.
See, it's a play on China.
Oh.
But it's Chia. Yeah.
None of that is represented.
Thank
in
you
my
very
work.
Much. Good. They're great. Wonderful.
Let us guess. Your grandparents got you this trip last Christmas because they no longer understand you as a person or have any kind of idea what you're into anymore. We get that a lot. But that doesn't mean you can't still enjoy your stay in our weird underground paradise. So, welcome to the Republic of Chia. Located on the coast of the vibrant as-seen-on-TV peninsula, the Republic of Chia is a beloved destination for dozens of aunts every year. When you spent too much time in the popcorn tin mountains, and you're pretty sure everyone's sick of yet another trip to the Seas Candy Forest, why not settle on the Republic of Chia? Please do be advised. Security advisors recommend that visitors of the Republic of Chia avoid the contested area between the lean, mean, fat-busting Confederate States of Grilling Machine and the United Soviet Republic of OxyClean, as your safety in this region cannot be guaranteed or your money back. But wait! Don't let the threat of an intractable war of low, easy monthly payments get you down. If you visit the Republic of Chia now, not only will you get a second visit to the Republic of Chia for just the cost of shipping and handling, but if you order in the next 15 minutes, we'll also throw in an all-expense-paid trip to the island of Ginsu. It's two trips to the Republic of Chia, an all-expense-paid trip to the island of Ginsu, and 47 slap chops for just three easy payments of $9.99. So call the number on your screen and tolerate your next trip to the Republic of Chia.
Very good. That was the Department of Tourism. That brings us to our last category of the first show. We do have a second show. Please don't go anywhere. Please, please don't leave. This next segment is called Vows to an Asshole. Vows to an Asshole. Today we're gathered here to join together you and an asshole. Let's hear your vows to that asshole. Kasim Bentley, you will be marrying Secondhand Smoke. Secondhand Smoke.
Well,
People, I'm glad you guys are here today. I wish my parents were here to celebrate this momentous occasion. But you read in the paper last week that both my parents died in a horrible fire to smoke inhalation. And which was really weird because they were smoking at this time that the fire started. So it's like the circle of life. You know what I mean? The guys, but here, let's digress. And, you know, everyone knows that I'm a health nut. I've lost a lot of weight. I look amazing. I've cleaned up my whole act. You know, I own a Maserati.
It's true.
And I have a lot of choices. A lot of choices for partners. You guys know I dated Halle Berry. And, we all know how that went. Then it was Kate Upton, and then she was a sweet girl. But, you know, when you get to an age of when you're just a successful car maker, that you want to find someone that shares your dreams, you know? Someone that, you know, that's going places. And, you know, it was just weird. I walked into a bar with, you know, my Maserati crew. Just talking about Maseratis, you know. And it was all these poor people there, you know. And then I guess in the distance, you know, because you know me, like the models and, you know, Serena.
Sweet models girl, sweet and girl. Serena.
Well, excuse me?
Models and Serena. Just repeating.
My best man.
Yes.
Crazy guy, man. Crazy guy. He's not... Gotta get out of rehab. And, you know, I was there, and, you know, I'm just me in the cap, you know, just hanging out, just hanging and banging, you know. And just in the distance, I just saw this, it was just a beautiful, just this beautiful cloud of smoke. Just beautiful. I mean, it's just all types of grays. You know. And, through that, I just saw, you know, my wife, and she was smoking, smoking hot. Ah, on top, man. You didn't think I still got it, you know? And she was smoking a Marlboro Red, kind of like my mom did right before she died. But I'm not gonna cry. And I just said, that woman is gonna be my wife. When she finishes that cigarette. And I walked over, I put some gum in my mouth, and I just said, hey, boy, you really do it to me. And you know what? It fucking worked. We made love in our Maserati all night. And you know, it's been a great 2 months. It's been ups and downs. We all read about the domestic violence charge. And things happen, you know? Things happen. He was on a boat. She's taught me a lot. You know, did you know there's different types of sea salt? They have pink sea salt. That's crazy. I might buy the company. And I understand. And I understand there's been ups and downs, but, you know, I love her. And I say to you, on this blessed day, that as your husband, I will do the following. We will sign a prenup, but that's only because what my lawyer says. I will never, ever knock on the door when you're in the shower and ask, are you smoking? That's not the kind of guy I am, because I'm going to therapy. Two, when we make love like we always do, 4 times in a row. Hmm. And when I'm kissing you, I will not imagine I'm making out with the bottom of a barbecue pit. That's not where I'm at, because I'm a Christian. when you're talking to me in the morning after you've been smoking all night, I will not think about murdering you. I will not do that. I just be like, hey, babe, why don't you, freshen up? When you're outside smoking at a bar or club and you look like a hooker on New Year's Eve, and if someone walks up to you because they think you're a tramp, I will use all those years of jujitsu to kill that guy. Now, on the other hand, yeah. Because then it's, you're my wife. Yeah. I guess I'll let you know that we know that you'll get cancer.
Wow.
And we both know that. And I will buy you the best voice box. So when you're like, I love you, and you sound like you're auto-tuned, I will still love you. And when you're all frail and you look like a yellow raisin, and you're sitting there thinking, why did you smoke all those years? And when the doctor tells you it's terminal cancer,
oh, Jesus Christ,
and you only have a few months to live, I will just put a pillow over your face and kill you right there, because that's what God would want. Thank you very much.
We're moving. Good to see Belly. Aviva.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you good?
Still living and breathing. Feeling good.
Okay, good. You will be marrying.
Yeah.
Here's the partner you're going to be marrying.
Mm-hmm.
CNN.
Yeah.
CNN.
Cannot wait. well, CNN. It's been a long road. We've been through some good times and some bad times. We had Larry King Live. But we also had 2.5 Men. We had a... Do you guys really like 2.5 Men or something? That was like bad times in my mind. I'm sorry. We had Anthony Bourdain. But we also had Glenn Beck and Tucker Carlson. I don't know if you... It was a bad time. I'll laugh with you when Don Lemon says that the Malaysian airplane was swallowed by a black hole. And I'll cry with you when Don Lemon also says that... the Bill Cosby accusers should have just took a bite into his penis.
Yeah.
I'll be there too. I'll be there too. I love you so much, CNN. You're my love. You're my life. You're my everything. with this ring, I give my life to your 24-hour news cycle.
Hold it.
You might be channel 2 on my television set. But you'll always be number 1 in my heart. I love you, CNN. I always will.
Aviva Siegel. Very good. Vows to an asshole. Jesse Jones, you will be married to a big brother.
Uh-huh.
A big brother.
Dean, I feel like I've known you my whole life. I cherish every moment that we've shared together. Every Indian burn. Every wedgie. Every haircut you've ever given me in my sleep. These are the moments I hold dear. I still remember the first time you pinned me down on the couch and sat on my head. You knocked the cereal bowl out of my hands and scattered milk-soaked crunch berries across the living room carpet. Your warm, tender cheeks pressed against mine. until finally forcing me to scream at the top of my lungs that you have been and always will be 21 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days older, stronger, and more awesome than me. And I remember how, even after proclaiming your greatness to that empty room, that you still farted so loudly into my ear that it literally rattled my teeth. And every time over the next 3 months that I took my drops for that ear infection, it reminded me of you. Or that time at the beginning of freshman year, my freshman year in high school, when you wrote that story in the school paper titled, "That new pee smell in the halls? That's just my brother." I knew it was just your way of saying, "Hey, bro, I love you." And even though you still deny it to this day, I'll never forget the time I beat you 21-5 in that game. Hey, wait, what are you doing? Get up. Stop it. Let go. Get off. I said, get off. I'll punch your dick off. Get off. Good. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll say it. I'll fucking say it. Just let go. I'll say it if you let go. No, you let go and I'll say it. No, I'll say it when you let go. Just let go and I'll say it. Like, oh, all right, fuck. All right. All right. Fuck. You're the greatest. Ah, no. Fuck. All right. You're the greatest. There. I said it. Fucking happy. Get off. Get off of me.
Very good. That was Stab. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Cassine Bentley, Aviva Siegel, Jesse Jones. If you guys like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets, primary of which being www.stab4gold.com, stab the number 4gold.com. Also on Twitter at Stab Show, SoundCloud. And if you like to put face to some of this, check us out on YouTube. One more time for everyone here tonight. Last week of video. Thank you.